Sunday, January 2nd. We left early in the morning to go to church at St. Barnabas. The new year, not 2 days old, and our second church service. Lyndon and Linda still glowing from a visit with George, and Vicky and Mildred and I. None of our heavy Catholic contingent with us. All the ecumenical feeling on our side. Tony would have loved to have gone, but he had flown down on a plane that left at dawn to pick up Senator and Mrs. Douglas in Oaxaca. Press in full number awaited us at the end of the arbor. And Reverend Langford, nearly 7 feet. After the services, we went into the tiny little log cabin to have coffee and talk to as many of the parishioners as we could, especially Colonel Pitch. All the children took pictures of Lyndon with their new Christmas cameras. And then he asked the press corps to stop by the ranch for eggnog and cookies and coffee. I had taken out a little insurance, and he told Zephyr that we might do this and to be prepared on short notice. We got home a little before 11, and it was our last delicious fling. A great bowl of Zephyr's superb eggnog, all the fruitcake and cookies and candy that numerous friends had given us, piled on platters, and the constantly refilled coffee urns, with the 50 or more members of the press corps in the front yard. Several of them had nice things to say about how much they had enjoyed spending so much of the fall in Texas. It was a beautiful day, but a bit nippy. Our last, the very end of our sojourn in Texas. Tonight we leave to embrace our problems, to dive into the sea of troubles. It was a crescendo of a day. No sooner had the press left, the plane with Senator and Mrs. Douglas arrived and Tony aboard, and a few moments before they landed, I found that Canteen Floss and his sick wife would be aboard. He had started to leave Mexico City in his own plane, had had to turn back because of engine trouble. By Mary's chance, had heard of our plane being there and had asked if he could ride with his wife to the ranch and then proceed to Temple to the clinic where he was taking her. And of course, Lyndon went into full gear to help in every way. Immigration people were standing at the foot of the plane when it landed to check them out very quickly. We had Dale ready with our plane to take them to Temple. We asked, of course, if they would stay and have lunch with us immediately. It was obvious that she was a very sick woman and he a very anxious and strained man. They could not. They wanted to leave as soon as possible, put coffee and cookies aboard, and she was practically carried to the golf cart and then to the plane, and then they were off. Her legs were heavily swathed in bandages. Otherwise, nobody told us the nature of her illness, but pain was written on her face. And so here we were with Senator and Mrs. Douglas for lunch. We had quail and wild rice and baked pears, and papa was our last delicious meal at the ranch. And an odd assemblage we were. In many ways, I admire them both so much. And yet there has always been a sort of a chasm between us. I don't know whether they quite believe we're real. There's a certain type of liberal that's always been cynical about us. And perhaps that is why one of the most touching introductions in the campaign of 1960 to me was Senator Douglas's introduction of Lyndon in his own state, Douglas's, which was a very forthright statement that boiled down said they had never really been friends, but here was a man who could do a job for the country. After lunch, we toured the ranch. I took Emily down to the birthplace, and we went through and described the quilt that Lennon's great-grandmother had made, and the crocheted bedspread that was our wedding present from his grandmother, and all the other old simple pieces of furniture of a Texas farmhouse circa 1908. We talked about the new Department of Urban Affairs, and always, always Vietnam, and his own plans for next summer. He and Lyndon had had some time before Emily and I joined them. They said they had enjoyed Tony so much because Tony knew and loved Oaxaca. He had been there over a span of 30 years many times and had a sentimental attachment for it. And then they were off in the plane, back to Oaxaca, and Tony and Matiana left by car for San Antonio to catch whatever commercial they could for Santa Fe. And Linda and Wari Lynn returned to the university and books. What a happy Christmas it's been, and the little bits of talks I've had with Linda. She's been so alive, so aglow with excitement. It's a sort of a new era in life for her. I am happy. Mildred returned to Austin. Everyone was packing. The holiday was over. Even Lucy had gone into Austin for a last visit with Betty Beale and friends. She would meet us at the airport. So Lyndon and I and Jesse, there's always Jesse, drove into Johnson City to the apartments. and the Morsons and the West joined us there. We made all the final decisions about those decorating details of bedspreads and accessories, possible paintings. And then we went out to Melvin Winter's to take them their Christmas presents. I wound up my day with a nice talk with Ava. I had sent her Christmas present in by Linda Bird. And with A.W. about the two parks in Johnson City. For it now appears there will be two. Lyndon is never happier than when he's giving people things, lots of things, and watching them open them. He explains everything about each one, and then if they are delighted, he beams like a small boy. We were at Bergstrom before 7 and had a rough trip to Washington, practically setting a record with a little over 2 hours and 20 minutes. Fog was so heavy that you couldn't see the top of the Washington Monument as we drove in from National Airport. Helicopters were impossible. It must have been a minimum ceiling. The glorious Christmas tree was still up, and the two trees, the diplomatic entrance, and Blanco, freshly bathed, shy but eager, waiting for us as we arrived with Beagle, 5 puppies, 2 doves, 1 bouncing daughter, and the 2 of us. I felt now that 1966 was really beginning. Lyndon had just been rated Man of the Year for the 3rd time, and I, number 2, is Woman of the Year. So we had something to look back on, but now was the time to look forward.